William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Paranormal Ranger, a Navajo investigator's search for the unexplained, by Stanley Milford Jr. Read by Stanley Milford Jr. and Dwayne Menard. This is the author. I dedicate this book to my mother, Emma Lorraine Stacy, my father, Stanley Michael Milford Sr., and my dear Aunt Bonnie Sue Stacy, without whom this book would not have been possible. It was their guidance, support, protection, and most importantly, unconditional love that laid the groundwork for the development and creation of this book. If you can hear me, Mom, Dad, and Bon, thank you. We did it. I further dedicate this book to my sisters, Deborah, Stephanie, Lisa, Alex, and Margaret, and to my brothers, Nathaniel and Ryan, and to all of their children and family. Introduction. For 20-odd years, I served in various capacities as a Navajo Ranger, including a Ranger Sergeant and even as the delegated Chief Navajo Ranger. For 11 of those years, I was part of a team that covertly investigated reported UFOs and paranormal activity within the jurisdiction of the Navajo Reservation. After my partner, Lieutenant Jonathan Dover, officially retired, I continued to investigate the occasional case of high strangeness on a solo basis. It was after we investigated a haunting case that I had an epiphany. I had become the Paranormal Ranger. Hence the title of this book. However, it was never my partner's or my intention to become investigators of the supernatural. Prior to this assignment, I never expected to go looking for ghosts, Bigfoot, UFOs, extraterrestrials, Navajo witches, or skinwalkers. As a Navajo Ranger, I was thoroughly trained in all areas of law enforcement, patrol, and investigation at the U.S. Indian Police Academy for the primary purposes of helping and protecting the public, watching over the natural resources of the Navajo Nation, and conducting investigations with an objective mind and strict adherence to protocol. I only assumed the role and responsibility of the Paranormal Ranger after my boss saw a need on the reservation for someone to take seriously the reports of supernatural events that our communities were experiencing. My colleague, John Dover, and I were the two individuals selected for the job. Over the next decade, we investigated case after case of hauntings, unknown creatures or entities, and witchcraft. I went into each one with a simple mission: to help people. For those individuals who had experienced a paranormal encounter, it didn't matter if they were 10 years old or 80. The event could be an extremely terrifying, traumatizing, and even life-changing one. I quickly learned to shut my mouth and open my ears. My job was to listen to people, to take their concerns seriously, and to investigate their cases as carefully as I would any other. Despite not having volunteered for this role, I did find that I was well-suited for it. I grew up in two very different worlds. One was the mainstream and primarily Western culture of Oklahoma, where I lived and went to school. The other was traditional Native American culture, which I received from both my mother, who was Cherokee, and my father, who was full-blooded Navajo. I lived most of the time in Oklahoma with my mother, but the summers and holidays I spent with my father on the Navajo Reservation, where traditional beliefs and practices were a part of the daily life, shaped me just as much. This upbringing allowed me to view paranormal cases from two radically different vantage points, enabling me to approach the investigations with a balance of scientific objectivity and cultural insight. However, this does not mean that the cases I investigated didn't shock or challenge me. Though I grew up part
sample complete. Ready to continue?